This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. As expected, there was much praise of President Joe Biden at the Wisconsin Democratic Party convention in Milwaukee over the weekend, and much criticism of presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump. A convention keynote speaker, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, was one of several who mentioned Trump recently being found guilty on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in a hush money case. At a news conference, WUWM asked Pritzker if we'll hear Trump being called a felon a lot of times over the next 5 months.
Oh, I think you should. I mean...
But even with Trump's troubles, national polls show Trump and Biden in a close race. Frequent WUWM guest J.R. Ross of WisPolitics.com asked Pritzker why that is.
Well, you're starting to see a change. I mean, I believe that it has taken some time, partly because, remember, our president has done so much in the last 4 years. It's almost hard to remind people all the great things that he's done.
Wisconsin convention delegates from both near and far have additional suggestions for Biden. Dawn Anderson of Waukesha County says talk about the Inflation Reduction Act.
That's huge, huge. And clean energy and addressing climate change through that. Healthcare, I mean, that affects every single person. And I don't think the Republican Party is going to do anything to help us.
The mayor of Lodi, near Madison, Ann Groves Lloyd, says Biden needs to talk more about values.
That is why I align with this party. It is about inclusion. It's about forward thinking. It's about evolution and growth and tackling issues head on. It's not about hate.
And Nancy Stensel of Wausau says don't forget about reaching out to seniors.
We see a lot of older people, and Social Security is a big thing. And we need to scrap that cap. And what that is people, after you make $168,000 a year, you no longer pay into FICA.
The president has talked about raising the amount of income that can be taxed to support Social Security. Biden's campaign also has a team of paid advisors, and he'll debate Trump on June 27th. Then the polls will take another look at this year's presidential contest and see if it's still close. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.